Welcome back.
Yes. I'm going to say it's my favorite day of the week because that's what I always say.
It's podcast day.
Yeah.
What
podcast has it been?
It is America's Diesel Podcast.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I think it's like, what, 2 weeks in a row?
Maybe two weeks in a row.
I think it's three.
It's about 3 weeks in a row. I did halfway mess it up on an outro on one of the other more recent episodes.
Yeah.
But,
hey, it's all right.
Hey, you know what? Not everybody's perfect.
Yeah.
No. Including me.
Yeah.
Except these microphones. These microphones are perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. This beer is perfect.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Mac and Jack's all day.
Seriously.
If you're listening to this.
I wish they sold it in a can. I you know what? No, I don't.
Yeah, I agree.
It would ruin it.
It'd ruin it. It'd be ruined.
It'd be ruined.
So welcome back to America's Diesel Podcast. Almost messed it up there. Ben and Tyler here. Today we are talking about our 2017 Ferd Purr Stroke, our F-bomb truck, which is our Super Duty, Raptor Super Duty 2.0, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
If you like this episode, make sure to give us a thumbs up. Hit us with a 5-star review. Screenshot that bad boy. Send it to Tyler@DieselPowerProducts.com. We will send you a handwritten note with a dank meme. And what does it do, Tyler?
It makes some upper butt crack sweat. That's full show.
Show. And yeah, you can check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, and Spotify. Yeah,
yes.
We are cranking them out. We're having a good time.
Yeah,
so,
and thanks for all the comments lately. We've been getting a lot of calls lately from you guys and some good feedback. Actually, our producer told us today that he heard a couple people at the gas station talking about us. Holy moly.
We're that cool. We're gas station gossip.
Yeah, gas station gossip. Yes.
Hey, man, let me get some zigzags.
Goal reached.
You check out that podcast.
Yeah. Just picking up some Swisher sweets.
Yeah. Some purple drink. Demonetized.
Just like that.
So,
our F-bomb truck.
Yeah.
Emissions intact.
Yeah. Beautiful truck. If you haven't seen it or haven't heard about it, it is a 2017 F-250, so first year of that body style, the aluminum duty.
Yeah.
Obviously, 6.7 power stroke, crew cab, short bed.
I'm going to say a pretty, I mean, those trucks are pretty, I'm going to throw out a word here, I can't say it.
Technologically advanced.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
Is that it?
Yeah, because we've got the adaptive cruise control on that thing. I mean, she's plush. It's got leather.
It is.
I mean, it's loaded.
It's
I love
leather,
driving that thing.
And it's got the rubber floors.
Yeah.
Fully loaded, like with this full-on like panoramic sunroof or moonroof.
And the panoramic cameras on that thing. That thing is awesome.
Yeah. We mentioned in a previous episode too, but the last when me and you were driving to Moses Lake in it.
Yeah.
And I had never driven somewhere with adaptive cruise control. And I was like, man, this guy in front of us is like pacing us perfectly.
Yeah.
I got on and said it's like 70. He's like, this is like, awesome. I haven't touched the pedals in a while. And you're like, it's adaptive cruise control. I'm like, shut up. No, it's not.
For real.
It can't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, just wait. And the guy moved over and then up to 70.
Awesome.
And then someone came over and I came up and slowed down again. I was like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, I drove it all the way up to Canada for BD's dirt drags.
Uh-huh.
And that thing is I'm pretty sure on that the headlights will automatically go on bright when there's nobody around, which is that's freaking cool too. I mean, there's just a lot of cool features on those trucks. As far as like a feature-rich truck, like those Power Strokes are they loaded those things with features.
I want to keep talking like this because I like hearing you talk and say good things about Ford trucks.
Oh, holy moly. Can we stop this episode?
Yeah, someone got a clipboard.
I've been hoodwinked. I've been tricked.
Those are the most nice things I've ever heard Tyler say about Ford
trucks.
Only don't worry. Now that I mention it, it's going away.
Yeah.
There will be 7.3 jokes, I'm sure, eventually. Yeah. So I want to talk about what we've done to it. And we did it in kind of stages there. It was basically supposed to be the second iteration of our, because we did our Raptor Super Duty, our 2012.
Yeah.
Which actually, that's what turned me on to this company and getting me, that's why I got a job here.
Yeah.
Because I saw that on Facebook and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I need that in my life.
Yeah.
But we have a 2012 that we've done a whole bunch of stuff to that has been pretty iconic. It's been, it's still in the family. One of our guys here still drives it. It gets worked every day.
How many times has that thing been to Moab? Like 3 times?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, that thing's, the cool thing about us, and like you see these companies that'll build these trucks and they don't use them. Like they do all, they put all this awesome suspension on it, these awesome engine parts, transmission, axles, all this awesome stuff, right? But don't use them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know how many times that Super Duty has been on a full size invasion in Moab, but I think, I mean, she has been on some trails.
And half the reason it's probably not in more booths is because it's got dents. It's got scrapes.
Yeah, I mean,
the fiberglass isn't perfect. It's spiderweb because it gets used. It tows. It takes the kids to school. It picks up lumber. Like, it does everything.
Yeah, I mean, I really can't even think of a truck that we built that isn't that didn't get used how we intended on, you know, or what it was built for. I mean, we use them.
Yeah.
Especially that truck. That truck's been...
That was the owner's daily driver for a long time.
It was. And the thing will tow like a freaking dream. It's got that that BDS... Was it the S467 kit on it?
Scorpion kit on it,
That's what that, one of the, when they first released that kit, it was only the S400 turbos from BD. That kit is so clean underneath the hood.
And we had to do that because we went through like three factory turbos.
On the road. Yeah, Cooper replaced one down in like Utah somewhere, I want to say. It was...
Yeah, I think we blew through three of them with less than 60,000 miles or something like that.
I don't think we were towing with it.
No.
It was just,
So, yeah, that's our life.
Yeah.
But so the Super Duty 2.0, Raptor Super Duty 2.0, whatever you want to call it. I called it Clifford because it was the big red truck, big Cliff red truck. Ford, you know, whatever. So we did, the first iteration of it was basically, we didn't do any fiberglass yet. We did a Carly 2.0, I want to say, commuter system on there.
Yeah, with just some 37s.
37s, yeah. 37s on 17s.
Methods.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we drove that for a while. It worked out great. Looked really good. So any of you guys thinking about doing that combination, there's pictures on our website.
Yeah.
Check out our Instagram. It's on there. But looked really good, performed really well. And we always knew that I was going to end up with 40s on there.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about us at Diesel Pop Products, is it's got to be geared.
It's got to be geared.
It's got to be geared, and it's got talking 40s. That's all I got.
Low lift.
Yeah.
40-inch tires. Low lift. Big sidewall. Big tires.
Mm-hmm.
That clear.
That clear.
That
clear.
We're not just like shoving big tires on trucks and they just rub all day long. No, this is these are trucks that got suspension travel, so we're using them.
Fully.
Yeah.
And so at that point, it was like, well, we know we're going 40s. And we need to re-gear it. And at that point, and they didn't make gears for it yet.
Yeah.
So what did we do? We sent the rear axle to Dynatrac, and they made us a Pro Rock 80 with 430s.
Boom.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah, so probably the most expensive gear change on a truck,
ever.
But hey, when you're rolling 40s, sometimes you got to do it.
Especially
when you
can scratch gears on a 6-speed with 40s. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did that. And then...
with emissions intact.
With emissions intact.
Seriously,
yeah.
Guys. And you know what? There's a lot of hibub. Is that the word? Hibub?
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 Yeah. Hip-hop Anonymous.
There's a lot of murmuring going on in the diesel community about people, you know, going strictly emissions intact, which, hey, we've been doing that for a little while here now.
Mm-hmm.
You can make power with emissions. Don't let anybody fool you. That truck right there is proof you can do it. What did that thing dyno? Almost 500, 490 something?
So it's one of the trucks that we have had an actual full write-up on. So when we first got that truck off the trailer, we're talking stock tires.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had 100 miles on it. Dynoed 411 to the wheels.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Completely stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's killer.
After the gears, I'm not sure if we dyno it there, but at the end, so with our injectors and tuning and everything on there, I think we were just about knocking on 500 to the wheels door.
Yeah.
With
40s.
With 40s, geared.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other stuff.
And keep in mind, too, when you've got a truck set up like that, like loading a dyno, not the easiest thing.
Well, it has a ton of mechanical advantage.
Yeah.
This is the only downside to gearing your trucks, folks, is that if you want to dyno with it.
That sheet of paper that shows your dyno number, you might be slightly disappointed, but the seat of the pants sort of feel with it when you're driving it on the street, you'll be happy. You'll be happy.
You're going to be upset because you get on there and you're used to on the road, man, this truck rips up to 45 PSI easily. You're getting on the dyno and it's going to be like, dude, I'm only hitting 32 pounds.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah.
And the dyno operator is going to be like, dude, it's loaded all the way down. Yeah, you just keep spinning it. Like, or your tires are spinning on the rollers.
Yeah.
Like, mechanical advantage.
I know that's what we had. That's what we had the issue with the Duramax that we built. It was actually rolling those 40s on the dyno.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Well, it's compounded and it was built to roll basically as many PSI as you hit. All the PSIs.
Yeah.
And we couldn't even get that thing lit.
Yeah.
All you hear was a little bit of engine, some air moving, and then the dyno pulls over. It's like, that was it. It's like, well, crap, because we spun the dyno.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And to us, it's not about that number on that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you on the street, what you feel on the street. If that makes you happy, then great. You know, the dyno number is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
If it's doing what you want it to do and it's making you smile doing it, hey,
worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah. So.
So we had that Backcountry 2.0 kit on there. Then we ended up doing the Commuter 2.0.
Yeah.
And then we ended up doing some full rear leaf springs.
Yep.
And the way it sits now, I believe it has Fox
2.5s on it.
2.5s on there, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
I should know this, and I don't.
Yeah.
We've got bigger stocks on there, though, with full rear leafs in the back, obviously. And then we did fiberglass front and rear, because that's how we roll, because it has 40s, and we only have about 3 inches of lift on it.
Yeah, it's a very low. I mean, when people see it, they're just like, what size lift is that? We're just like 3 inch? Like, I mean,
it's leveled.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Those 40s? Like, yeah, they're actually, they're 40, 15, 5s.
On 20s. I think that was McNeil Racing on the fenders on that. Is that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they did a good job on those, on that glass.
The fenders look good. And this goes out to anybody that wants to do fiberglass. The body shop is going to make the difference.
Yeah.
Bob Julo, Perfection Auto Body in Pinehurst, Idaho.
Shout out.
Shout out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he doesn't even have the internet. So that's how good of a body man he is.
Yes. Yeah, seriously. No, he did on my 06 Mega Cab, he did my bedsides.
Mm-hmm.
He does awesome.
Yeah, he had to rework it. He did the Warthog too. That looked epic. But that's where the extra part comes in, having something that really puts the love and attention into it.
Yeah.
Because I tell you who hates body work, this guy.
Yeah.
Can't stand
for
it.
For real.
Cannot stand it. So we had all that suspension stuff done too. We had the gears done too and everything like that. And we kind of started thinking there, and it was about time for, actually, UCC was a little bit ways away. Yeah. And we're like, well, this is emissions intact truck. I mean, and we're going to go there because we went there as F bomb.
Yeah.
This is the F bomb truck. Like, okay. So let's take the truck there.
Yeah.
And I remember that the guys over at Calibrated Power had their clean sweep dyno.
Yeah.
And I was like, emissions intact dyno only. Perfect. We're emissions intact. We'll at least get it on the dyno and be cool.
Yeah.
And then they announced that they had their alternates. So you could like pay $500 and basically be like an alternate.
Yeah.
So like on the dyno day, the big boys are going, you're drag racing. And then the second day where they're drag racing, you're dynoing.
So at that point, I'm going to ask you a lot of questions about this because I didn't go.
Right.
And so I want to make sure. So at that point, we are an alternate at that point. So we signed the truck up as an alternate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going there to basically kind of somewhat compete. Knowing good and well that
we got a little bit of pushback from UCC and the guys over there. They're kind of like, are you sure you want to do that? You know, these guys are making like 2,000 horsepower as alternates. We're like, yes, we understand that.
Yeah.
But you know, we want to showcase, you know, what our truck can do. Cause one of our previous episodes with Lenny, we talked about like what it actually takes to build a UCC truck. And that is unattainable for a lot of people.
A ton of people.
99.9% of people out there, it's pretty much unattainable unless you're on a huge team, huge budget or something like that. But we wanted to show like what can, with basically bolt-on parts, where do you stack up next to the UCC guys?
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, obviously these guys are making a crap ton more power than us, but we also did other things like we drove all the way there.
Yeah, again, we're not trailering. Yeah, and that's got to be probably one of my biggest pet peeves with this industry.
Rant people, alert.
Yeah, this is going to be a little mid episode rant here. People, especially shops building trucks and not using them. Okay, if you build, let's just say, a tow vehicle, and you don't tow anything there, or you don't how do you explain that to your customers? Like, hey. We sell all these awesome parts to make your truck tow better, but we didn't tow our truck here.
Yeah.
Like that to me is like, what do you, like, you just lost me. I mean, honestly, like we are the people that are supposed to show the customers like, hey, this is what you can buy for your truck.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell people this is going to make it better. If it doesn't make it better, we look like the idiots because we told them that.
Yeah.
So at the same time, if you build a truck, like if we decided to build a truck for something and we never use it for that thing, like it's just like, are you guys serious? Like to me, like I don't take that person seriously.
It's like a fake girlfriend. Or something, you know?
yeah, for real. I mean, it's just like to us, it's not only it's practice what you preach.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get down to it, practicing what you preach.
Take your own advice.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'm going to sit there and tell someone all day long that this part's going to make your truck better for towing, and we don't use it for towing ever. It just makes me look like an idiot. So, and that is, so that's my, and I can understand like the, you know, the full out built vehicles down there. Obviously they're not driving 65 down the freeway getting there. Like that's not happening. But for guys like us that have taken this truck and have done pretty much every bolt on, I mean, that truck's got more going on in the suspension and drivetrain than it does in the engine. I mean, we know.
Oh, yeah. There were folks coming by looking at that thing. They're like, those 40s? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
damn.
Look at those shocks. Yeah. Like, how's it ride? Like, dude, you can hit curves at whatever speed you want.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion, my friend.
Yeah.
And they're like, the amount of people that came by and looked at that were like, dude, I saw the drag strip. Like, yeah, but. Yeah. I didn't hear it. Like, yeah, I know. All you heard was rubber peeling, huh? And you're like, yeah, it was weird, but it was fast.
Yeah.
Like, I know. It was cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's, again, just for a company, for anybody to build a truck and not use it or not bring, you know, to anything I think is stupid. And I think that's doing a disservice to your customer. Because if you're not practicing what you're preaching, if you're not doing the things to your vehicle that you recommend to someone else's, like, it's backwards. That's not how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, so, I agree. So
rant over.
Back to kind of the story we got going on here. So that's kind of like how we wanted to showcase it.
Yeah.
And then a little bit later on, we found out that the clean sweep dyno wasn't happening. Calibrated Boo. Power guys, if you're listening,
boo.
Shoot me an email. I wonder what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening to
we're
us,
all about the clean sweep stuff, like or just emissions intact. Let's face it. We're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. Yeah. So we might as well do what we can. And that's the thing, making trucks efficient. And that's what it comes down to. The black smoke thing, it's gone out the window. It's done. Mm-hmm. You know, that I don't want to say that killed it for a lot of people, but it's something that didn't help us. It didn't help the industry. So building a truck as efficient as you can is what it's all about now. So how clean can you make that thing burn? Which isn't a bad thing. You're utilizing all the fuel. You're utilizing all the horsepower. You're utilizing everything there. You're trying to maximize everything. So
that was one of the cool things I really liked about when we put that Scorpion kit on the original Raptor Super Duty. It was a 467 with stock injectors. I mean, stock fuel everything. Did not have a lift pump on there. And with proper tuning, even on like level 5, we would stomp that thing. And it was, and keep in mind, it was 40s, and I think it was 430s, I believe.
Yeah.
It would be a poof of smoke.
Yeah.
Cleaned up and just ripped.
Yeah.
It was awesome. So one of the other things I was trying to get at there is like, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are listening to the other diesel podcasts out there, which are great. I'll listen to them too. So
except for ours is the best. America's Diesel Podcast.
But the guys at Calibrated Power, the Diesel Power Podcast, I think is what it is. If you want to tell me what happened, like, hit me up. Like,
yeah.
BenDieselPowerProducts.com. I love you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be interested to know too. Like, I mean, cause it is, again, it's something that if you're a shop in this industry like us, you're going to have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to deal with it, why not embrace it? And why not see what people can do? Like that's the new bar. That's the new line that has been drawn. Okay.
So good. Yeah, continuing on with the F-bomb truck.
Yeah,
because we're both going to have a little bit of a thing to say later on. You know? So we power wise and performance wise, we ended up doing. So it's got PPEI tuning on it.
Got Easy Link.
Some Easy Link. Yeah.
Emissions intact. Easy Link emissions intact tuning
from PPEI. It has Dynamite diesel. I want to say 80 horse injectors in there.
Yep.
Stock turbo SMB intake. Yep. It's got MBRP, DPF back exhaust.
Yeah.
And power wise, no limit fab, water to air intercooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, I think it has maybe an H&S intercooler pipe on there for that factory fitting that always blows up.
Yep.
But power adders, like that's it.
Yeah.
And everything that we've done on this has basically been in the tow tune. We've never actually, even on our last dyno run, we've never actually turned it all the way up to like, the kill all tune.
Yeah, even on when I took it up to Canada and for the dirt drags, I honestly don't even know what tune it was on. I'm assuming it was the tow tune.
We put it on tow, and it's literally never been off tow.
Yeah, okay, so it was on the tow tune.
We put it on tow before we left for UCC because that truck drove all the way pulling a trailer from Spokane to Indiana. We got to UCC on the first day, or the day before, obviously. And then day one happened. We had to pull our trailer in. We unhooked it from the trailer and drove directly to the dyno.
Yeah. That's how we roll.
Put it on the dyno.
Yeah.
And I think we made, man, I should have written this down.
I thought it was like 480 or something, wasn't it?
I think it?
It
was 480. So maybe we were knocking on six's door closed last time.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little bit of Instagram searching because I know I posted about it. But I want to say it was mid fours, and I was impressed by it. A lot of other people were impressed by it. I was expecting, like, I was just hoping that we would hit four.
Yeah.
And we did for sure. But that was our tow tune.
Right.
Like, literally came off the trailer. Unhooked the trailer, and there we are.
Yeah.
It was cool.
And, well, yeah. And at the same time, like, I don't even know why they thought we would be, like, embarrassed. Like, it takes a lot to embarrass us.
Yeah.
I drive a 6'2 88 Suburban. Like, it takes a lot to embarrass me.
Yeah, I don't know how to tell you guys this, but there's a video where I dressed up as a girl with makeup.
Yeah.
And did an impression of my wife yelling at me for parts.
Yeah. So it takes quite a bit to, like, really.
So if there's any women listening, I even wore an infinity scarf.
I don't even know what that is.
But all the guys listening are like, what the hell is that? And all the girls listening are like, oh my God, he knows what an infinity scarf is. But yeah, I did it. One of our customer service ladies actually did makeup for me, and it was awful. I looked so terrible. I think I'm even wearing like a pink visor or something.
I forgot about that video.
Is the worst.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get a whole bunch of views now. And oh my God, I got a whole bunch of hate for
again,
that.
It takes a lot more than that to embarrass us.
Yeah. So back to the kind of like our goal with being there is like, we want to see where we stack up. We want to see like how a daily driven tow rig goes, because the industry is starting to go towards emissions and tech. We all know that's not the goal of UCC.
Right.
But
obviously all the competition trucks there don't have emissions.
They also
have billet blocks.
Right. No coolant.
Or cement filled blocks or whatever.
They're usually good to run for about 7 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and they can't idle correctly.
They don't tow.
They can. Some of them even get towed to the dyno.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking from the pits to the dyno.
And a lot of them don't even have a truck bed. Like, it has the outside, but not the inside.
Yeah. No disrespect. Yeah. Your goal is completely different than ours.
100%. Yeah. 100% different. But
so we got there. Some people were impressed by it. Some people were kind of like, not my cup of tea, which is fine.
Whatever.
We've never, you know, we kind of zig when people zag. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay with that. But there's no clean sweep dyno, which kind of sucked.
Yeah.
So I think we ran like a 14.3 drag. I want to say something like that. Maybe a 14.7. It was 14s for sure. Actually, a pretty ripping 60 foot. I think I made a post about it. We were less than like a quarter second off of a ZR1.
That's pretty impressive.
For a 60 foot. And by the way, our tow rig that we drove all the way there with, we were launching a four-wheel drive in that.
Yeah.
We four-wheel drove all the way down the quarter mile on 40s with a 15.5-inch wide. Like,
yeah, I'm assuming at least the rear was locked up because we got ARB lockers front and rear on that thing. Yeah.
It was nasty.
Because when I dirt dragged that thing, I had both front and rear locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost felt slower when the front was locked up. So I unlocked the front and just locked the rear,
mm-hmm.
and it felt way better.
Yeah.
Drag racing, at least in the dirt.
Yeah. I don't know. I never.
Maybe I just didn't. I don't know. When I'm driving that, like, I there's still like a part of me that's like, it's not mine.
Yeah, I know.
like,
don't do it.
And I'm in Canada.
Yeah.
like, don't go full throttle.
It's
But then you got
as me. You go full throttle.
Yeah. As I'm just like watching the other guy like just pull ahead, I'm just like, okay, full.
Yeah. It's like the Kermit me versus me.
Yeah,
the cloak.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
It's exactly how it goes.
Seriously.
And so we did okay. And the just kind of the part that was hard to swallow is that we were there to show what a truck that was actually attainable could be stacked up next to these guys.
Yeah.
Because most of these people that are out there maybe wanted to build a truck, they're not going to be doing billet blocks. They're probably never going to take the engine out. This is, you know, we're looking at bolt-on parts. I mean, we still have the stock turbo. And it's emissions attack, so it's road legal. And that's what we wanted to see, where we stacked up.
Yeah.
And I think we actually beat some people in the quarter mile. And they weren't super stoked. It wasn't our intention. We weren't there to piss anybody off. And there were a lot of trucks, obviously, that couldn't even, like, complete because they started braking and stuff. Like, that's part of UCC, part of the game. We get that. But then we ended up getting disqualified for the drag, or I'm sorry, the sled pull, because we were, get this, too heavy.
See, that's late. You know what? That's the part that gets me. That's, it's like, okay, really? like for a weight, okay, we're 400 horsepower and you're playing with trucks that are like 2K plus.
Running six cutters.
Like, come on, man. Let the truck pull. Like, give me a break. That's the one part of that thing that's just like, come on, guys. Come on.
But that's life, you know, and we're not trying to be dicks or anything like that.
No, not at all. But it's just at the same time, it's like we're only 400 horse and we have bolt-ons. And if you're kicking us out because we're, I don't know why. I can't even justify it for him. Like, just because we had a couple extra pounds.
Anyhow, so the event ended. You know, we got the points and whatnot, and then we ended up hooking up to a trailer and driving all the way back home.
We took our sorrows and everything else, loaded it up in the back, and took her home.
Yeah, and there were, I would say there was probably like a handful of people that were like, wow, that's really cool. Like, I genuinely want to know more about this truck and when you guys do more about it. So this is kind of like our update on it. And then, I mean, if you're going to UCC this year, you're listening, you're not going to see us there. We're,
so
F-bomb is not going to be there.
Okay, so I got a question. So it's called the Ultimate Call-Out Challenge.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't that entail someone being called out?
Like, are you underhandedly asking someone to call us out right now?
I don't know. No, I'm just saying.
This is like, totally unscripted, by the way. So
I'm just saying, it's called the Ultimate Call-Out Challenge. If there's no call-outs, then why do you call it the Ultimate Call-Out Challenge? Why don't you just call it the Ultimate Truck Build Challenge? Man, number two, done.
I got
okay, got him.
The guy who has a comeback for everything. You stunned
me. I don't have comebacks. And I'm
me, you got me.
I know. No, but so, boom.
Yeah, boom goes a dynamite. Tyler with just, you probably can't sit under the table because you're listening to this most likely, but there's a box of dynamite to Tyler and he's just dropping all
the There's a place. Box of dynamite and I got no pants on, so let's just do this.
Hey-o. So, and the reason behind us not being there, F-bomb not being there, Diesel Power Products, whatever, we're trying to, you know, we are a fully emissions intact company. We are wanting to be at the forefront of that endeavor and be the leading edge of that sword, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of made this decision November of 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it, you know, it's been fine. And again, there's this big stigma out there on these emissions trucks that you can't make power with them. Like, I've seen a lot of comments on some other stores' posts of like, oh, that's the, you know, this is the death of the industry. No, it's not. Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. So if anything out of this episode, we want people to get that you can still make power with a truck with emissions and, you know, you can still have fun with it. And to me, like the only downside to a truck with emissions is the sound. You don't get the cool sound.
I think everybody would probably agree with you on that. The folks that we're getting a little bit older. I don't mind having a truck that's not
that's
so loud anymore.
That's what I was just
going
to say.
I don't mind that, but I will say, you know, 20-year-old Ben.
Yeah.
I want that straight pipe.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, like, it's so funny how when you start out in this industry, you're like, straight pipe. Like, I've even had exhaust that is, like, just down pipe. Just dump it right there, and it just sounds wicked. And you're just like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. But now it's just like, God, this truck's loud.
Yeah.
Like, this thing needs to be quiet. What's going on? Like, it's too loud. Like, all I want to hear is turbo.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's, Just know if you want it loud now, just wait 3 years. You'll want it quiet.
Yeah. Eventually you'll want it quiet. Everybody, there's a reason that individual mufflers sell.
Yeah. And there's something cool about too, like just like waxing someone on the street with a quiet truck. It's just like, I didn't even hear that thing. Is that electric?
Yeah. It's listening to talk radio at an appropriate level.
Yeah.
You know, with your baby sitting in the back. Well, okay. I don't condone racing with a baby in the back seat. Okay. That was a bad example.
I do. I don't have a baby. Race with a baby in the back seat.
You get my drift, though.
Yeah. No,
so
for real.
That kind of stuff. And we are not the first company to do it.
No.
Calibrated Power, Edge, Bully Dog, SET, a lot of other manufacturers have done it on the retail side.
We've been one of the leading, I would say.
We're on the... I don't want to say the first, but...
I don't want to say the first either, but I know we're on the leading edge of that.
Top three.
Yeah, for sure.
First three.
For sure.
And I like where it's going. I like that.
I do, too.
I like being able to push part of that industry. I like to be a trendsetter, if you will. I don't want to give us too much credit there or anything like that, but I like learning new things.
Yeah.
And us trying to handle this small hurdle is awesome.
Yeah, and if anything else, it just makes those trucks that don't have emissions more valuable.
That's true. Yeah.
And we can still do everything to those. So, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We keep it emissions intact. We keep it legal. That way you don't get in trouble. We don't get in trouble. Everybody's happy about it.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's happy.
And everybody's happy about it. So, I'll give you a don't watch it while your kids are around, but YouTube classic hot dogs, tacos, tostadas. I guarantee it's hilarious. It's like nothing vulgar on the screen, but you gotta
have a sense of humor like us, though.
Yeah.
If you don't have a sense of humor like us, you're going to be like, what is wrong with these guys?
Here's a test.
Yeah.
Do you think you could hang out with the Diesel Power Products sales crew?
Yeah.
Watch that video, and I dare you not to laugh.
Yeah. If you don't laugh.
If you don't find that to be one of the funniest things you've ever seen in your life. Have a couple beers. Watch it again.
Yeah. Watch it again.
And if you don't find it hilarious, stop listening to this podcast.
Don't actually stop.
But that's your challenge. Yeah. Here's your homework for the week. Hot dogs, tacos, those tacos. Come out.
Come on, man.
He's got some other good ones too. But yeah, that's
and at that.
Yeah. No. As we're looking at the kegerator.
Yeah.
So I think that it wraps up the F-bomb truck there. We've got I know you've got a piece on your mind you might want to get out.
Well, I think I kind of already did get it out.
Yeah?
Yeah. You go first. I'll feed off of you.
Oh,
I like feeding off.
Yeah. Tyler's a feeder. So I think my thing today is going to be mostly for emissions intact trucks. And the part that kills me about a lot of emissions intact trucks is people, I don't want to say expecting too much, but being realistic with their goals. And we've talked about being realistic for a lot of other things.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'll add to that is the problem with all these new trucks is I think people got used to the non-emissions trucks and where they can buy a tuner that just adds 200 horsepower and a click of a button and you're, done versus now these new trucks, you can't.
Yeah.
And I know I tell that to a lot of people over the phone. I'm like, listen, like, what was your last truck? People are like, why? Like, okay, well, if you had a 12 valve or, anything that was tuned up or even just, any pre-emissions truck with a tuner, it's going to be vastly different. I wouldn't say vastly different, but it's going to be different. It's not going to feel as aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of the nature of the beast. And so that's the biggest problem with like the new trucks nowadays is people gotten used to, especially someone changing, like trading in an old truck on a new one. Like that's going to be the biggest shock factor for them with aftermarket parts is like, oh, this thing only adds 90 horse instead of 190.
Yeah.
Like, oh, crap.
Well, yeah, like third gen Ram.
But then you got to understand you're starting out with like 100 more horsepower than what that other truck did have too. So
absolutely true. 2017.
Yeah. Horsepower Wars.
411.
Diesel horsepower wars.
It's
all over again.
It's back, baby.
It's back.
But yeah, I would say having a good realistic goal of what you're trying to do with emissions intact, because there are still different ways you can go about it. And I think those guys that are saying right now that emissions are killing, that's the end of the diesel industry. It's not. I guarantee it's not.
Yeah.
I did an interview with Clint Cannon.
Yeah.
Their race car, their race truck.
I think that one just dropped too. No, that one not just dropped. No, no, I'm sorry. That one is a couple weeks ago. That's right.
It was
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
4 weeks ago, something like that.
And he talks about their, having DPFs on their drag truck. That's amazing.
That's like
it's an 18 horsepower.
It's like a double negative. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's like these are words that you're not used to hearing together.
Yeah,
and if you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. But the interesting side of that is the testing they found that as far as them having to go through regen cycles because their drag engine is everything's running like so hot and everything all the time.
This is like constantly in regen.
It's going through regen, so they never actually have to regen.
This is always in regen.
They said I think they said the filter never gets more than like 4% full. Or something like that. I could be totally
right
wrong
there,
on there, but
if that's
incredible.
True, that is insane. That is hope for the diesel industry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, right? I mean, run her hot, just full throttle everywhere.
Yeah. EGTs are just a number, my friend.
Yeah, turn down for what?
Yeah, never turn it down.
Never turn it down. Yeah. So I'm just gonna go back to building. If you're gonna build a truck, use it. I hate seeing, especially shops. You got you guys are advocates for the parts. We're advocates for the manufacturers. These are parts that are supposed to make the truck better. And if you're not using it for that intended purpose, and it's just that upsets me. And I would assume that would upset the manufacturers as well. Like, hey, we spent a ton of time in R&D on this to make this part work well for your truck. And you guys are the advocates for it. You're not even using it. Like that'll get me every time, man. Every time. So, and that's why I like this company. That's why, you know, the guys here that build the trucks, we use them. Everything gets built, or everything gets used for the way it was intended to be built for, including our tow truck. As soon as that thing got done in the shop, guess what? It got a trailer hooked up to it, and it's going to nitro gear and axle and getting gears.
Yeah.
Along with our Mahindra.
Yeah. Mahindra.
The Mahindra. If you guys haven't seen those things, like, that is like the ultimate UTV for someone that doesn't want to like go extremely fast, but just wants like a utilitarian type of UTV. It's like a mini Jeep. Well, it is a mini Jeep.
With a little tiny diesel.
With a little diesel.
Yeah.
And it's like cheaper than any side by side you can go out there. And it's like legal in, well, I know Idaho, it's like pretty much street legal everywhere, except for like the highway.
It's got turtles and stuff.
Yeah, that thing's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, our tow vehicle, as soon as it got off the lift, it got a trailer hooked behind it, and we started towing with it.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to tow with it, and it's going to have our freaking huge fifth wheel trailer with probably how many rigs does that thing hold?
It's probably going to have maybe two with like a Razor or something like that going on Moab.
Yeah. And we're going to tow the freaking crap out of that thing.
Yeah.
I love it. It's going to
be cool.
Yeah.
That being said,
yeah,
when it comes time for emissions and tech performance,
hit us up,
man.
We're your guys.
Let's go through this together.
Yeah, let's do it together.
Yeah.
as a team.
Yeah. That is going to wrap this one up. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
This is America Diesel Podcast. This is Ben.
This is Tyler.
Have a great day.
See you next time.
America.